Learning Masech, the Shabbos, Dafayin Gimla, Min Aleph. The sugi here is continuing the sugi of Masasik. It started on Dafayin Days and Min Days. And we want to be Mamshech in the Inyan of Masasik. On the previous year, we discussed Be'ikah, what is Masasik? The Mina, not knowing about another Maister that's happening, or in the same Maister, not understanding it, the Yushainim Pshat, the two Masasiks, Mach Machshevis means a different Maister, and Mashachatabah is the same Maister, you just didn't realize that you're doing the Yisr. And we spoke about Chitas Rashi and the Rambam V'chuli. But here we want to get into more the Iker Tur of Masasik. And also, this Gemara brings in the Idin of Shekein Nenev. The Gemara brings that Shabbos is different than Shari Surim because Shabbos Shog V'loi Miskaven is Potter and Shari Surim is Chayiv. The Gemara explains that that's what my Chelev, the Ksav is Shuman, and it was ended up Chelev is Chayiv. And Rashi brings down the name of Shmuel, Masasik B'chalom V'rayis Chayiv Shekein Nenev. What's the word of Shekeinenem? Where does it come from? What's the lumdus? So I want to start with Rabbi Kivega, the Tshuva, Rabbi Kivega, Simen Ches, the famous Tshuva, where there is Mechadish, he writes nearly Dava Chadash, that the Seidah Mesasek is a Pshat, it's a Ptur Karbon, but still called an Averi B'Shegek. He says that to answer Akashi has, that the Gemara in Bava Kama was talking about Hoysa Evin Meneches B'Chekai. If someone has a stone in his lap, he doesn't realize, and he stands up, what's it in Lagabi? Golas, Lagabi, if he killed someone, what's it in Lagabi? Nezikin. And the Gemara says, Lagabi Shabbos is Mach Shabbos Asur Teir. So, if you have to come on to Mach Shabbos Asur Teir, then it wasn't this guy, Mach Shavtoi, L'choy have another Heter, you have the Heter of Baal Pratlam Asasik. Like we explained, Shitas Taisus and the Rishainim here. That Melech's Machshavis is the Pshat, but it wasn't a Sky Machshav, that's only by Shabbos. But then you have the Masasik of Kol Terekula. Whenever you don't realize that the Maisa you're doing is a Maisa Issa, because you don't know something about the Maisa, like in this case, Bechal, you didn't know that there's a stone Bechekai. So you don't understand the Maisa, you didn't realize the Maisa. It's like Gara from the Skavan, like Bia Satolish, Bechatech Hasemachuber, where there you have the Turabah, Pratla Masasik. Why did it have to say Al Smachs Machshavas Asuteir? As Akhtar B'Kivega, this you said, Ba Pratla Masasik doesn't mean you didn't do an Averi B'Shegek, you did. It's just the Ptur Karbon. The Gemara wants to say that there was no Averi B'Shegek altogether. Since Malachs Machshavas Asuteir, even though that would be the Rabbanan, Malachapanan, there was no Averi D'Raisa that was done B'Shegek because Malachs Machshavas Asuteir. So Nafkamina Lagam become the Rabbine. If it was on Shabbos, and it was both Eitzah and it was Mazik. So it was just Ba Pratla Masasik. It isn't a very B'Shegek. It's like Chayv Misa Shegen, which, even though there's a term Misa, you say, Kalm L'Ramine. And you're not M'Chuyiv Mammon. And the fact that there's a Ptur Karbon, it's not going to make it anymore. It's still called an Averi B'Shegek. If there's a Chsar and M'Lach Smachshevis, it's not called an Averi B'Shegek B'Chlal. And McVega brings down that the Chayv is Das, says his friend, the Chavis Das in the Sivas, has a Shaila, what's the Pshat? You can be able Bal Yerah. If you don't know about the Chametz, you have to check for the Chametz. Why isn't it Masasik? And he says a big Deichik, that Masasik's only when there's a Maisa, not when there's no Maisa. It's a Deichik, Mechat Esa. But there's his Parshit. Ein Echami Avad, it is Masasik. But it's an Aveir anyway. It's an Aveir B'Shegig. It's only a Ptur Karbon. It's not Negei Karbon to the case of Bal Yerah by Chametz. Kvega brings a raya that it says that someone who has shatnez, someone who's wearing shatnez, it says, the Gemara doesn't say clearly about chaverei, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch Herodeya Simen Shin Gimel, says that if his friend is wearing shatnez, you see a friend wearing shatnez, you have to run over to him and tell him and grab it off him. But why should you tell him? If he doesn't know, he's misasik. Misasik, he doesn't. He thinks the beggar is not shatnez, and it's really shatnez. It's a different type of a beggar. It's a beggar shatnez. It's misasik. It's like chaylev and shuman. He says, maybe you could say shekei nena. He's being nena by wearing it. He thinks that's a deichik. Maybe, though, you could say shekei nena. But the ik he wants to say is because it's the same aveir. It's an aveir b'shegig. It'll be a ptur carbon if it's a chi of carbon. But it's an aveir b'shegig. Avad, you have to take it off him. He's me oivin aveir b'shegig. Masasik's only a Ptur Karbon. So in the notes to Rabbi Kivega, that someone asked Rabbi Shlomo Eger, it's in Chelek Aleph, Simen Chaf, One, they bring even a better raya. We don't have the teretz of shekeinen. It says if there's a kayin that's not dressed and he's sleeping in a house, and then there's a mace in the house, and mechayiv to wake him up. Well, there was a shiloh over there. The discussion if there you have the heter of kavod abrius. Now, what's the problem? He's misasik. Now, my right, the misasik's in a very b'shegik. Now, like Rabbi Kveig himself says, it seems that the Makar Chaim argues on his Agdor of Misasik and holds it's not an Averi B'chlal. There are Sameach and other Achreinim bring a Raya from the Rambam. The Rambam in Elchaz Yisur Ebiya Perek Aleph Aloch Yud Bey says that Misasik by Rayas is Chayiv, and he says even a Rayas that Asa B'Lav and Shnias La Rayas is also Chayiv. So the Ravid asks on the Rambam, what are you discussing Misasik by Shnius Larayas, what chiv is it? And this is the Rabbanan. So the Kasavisha says, it's a chiv l'shamayim. It's a chiv l'shamayim. Azak dar sameach, l'chayir correctly, if the aside of Misasik is only a pter carbon, so you can't discuss Misasik by Chayv Elavin or by Shnius Vishonat. It's a regular shegig. Avadi, you're not going to get Malchus, it's a regular shegig. You can't discuss is there a pter Misasik. If Misasik's not an Averi B'Shegig B'Chlal, then you could discuss it, even by Darabanans, even by Chayve Lavin, you could discuss. If you Iver an Averi, if you Iver an Averi B'Shegig, if you didn't realize, is there a term Misasik? No, Shkeinen, it says there's no term Misasik. But if Misasik is an Averi B'Shegig, it's only a Ptur Karbon, something which is not Chayve a Karbon, it's not Negei to discuss Misasik. That's the Chayrayim from the Rambam, not like Rabbi Kveig as you said. Dar Sameach, Hilchus Gershon, Berg Alpha, Echid Zayin, and Nachiezer, Chelik Beis, Simnun, Zavkot, and Zayin, bring this Raya. There's another Raya Achreinim bring, not like Rabbi Kvega from Taisus, that Taisus and Sanhedrin, Nafsamach Beisim and Beis, ask a Kasha. Why did Shmuel say that Misasik by Shabbos is because of Melech Smach Sheves? Why did Shmuel say, Altsba Pratla Misasik? So Taisus answers, and one of the Turitzim is, that, like Taisa says here, like we mentioned in the previous year, that Shmuel wanted to include a case where you mechavim for an isur, it just was lein iskai machshavta, you did a different isur, that you only have a pter of melechs machshavis. But if you're going to say that melechs machshavis, which is definitely, it's not an averi midaraisa b'shegig altogether, like a mekvega redzais, and ba is only a pter carbon, so it's not sure what he's asking. Shmuel wants in mechadish, and Shabbos is not only a pter carbon that you learn from Ba, but it isn't a very b'shegig. It's not even a very b'shegig midaraisa, because Melech Smach Sheves has a Torah. So it's also a raya from Taisus that he held that Ba also would mean that it's not an a very b'shegig. Abel Maisa, the stud stadim, if Misasik is the pshat that it's an a very b'shegig with a pter carbon, or not even a very b'shegig. Now the Iker Geder of Misasik also. Yesh Lachgar, and it's negated to the Rabbi Kivega. As you say the Misasik is a pshat, that it's not called your Maisa Bechlal, you didn't intend to do it, so the Maisa is not Miuchis to you. Ke'en like a Davashayna Miskavin. When Achreinim read ice, it's different than Davashayna Miskavin. Davashayna Miskavin is a pshat, you don't have any lack of awareness what you're doing. You know exactly what you're doing. You're doing a certain maisi, you're dragging a meet the keys of a safsel, for instance, and you know that it could make a chavitz, just you're not mechavan to make the chavitz, but you know that it could make a chavitz. It's not a psikresh, it might not make the chavitz, but you know that it could. So there's no lack of awareness you have about the maisa. But the kavana that you're doing is one maisa, and me'elav will come another maisa, but with your full awareness. That's the din of Davashayna Miskavin. That's a machlekes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon holds that it's pater, it's mutter, and that's even b'chol Torah kula. It's not called your ma'isa, because you're mechavim for this ma'isa. The other ma'isa that happens collaterally, that's not miyuchas to you. And Rabbi Yehuda holds yichayim. Maybe this is the ma'isa you did it, but that's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That's Davashayna Miskavin. Misasik is a different thing. Misasik is a pshat, b'fat lefi the rishonim that we read ice, that the misasik, you're planning on cutting this particular thing, you just don't realize it's mechubar. So, the maisa that you did is the maisa you intended to do, but you weren't aware of what the maisa was. It's a lack of awareness. It's not that the mechuvin, you were planning to do one thing, and the elav came something else. you're planning to do this without the awareness of what this really is. Even according to Rashi and the Rambam that we mentioned, that misasik is when you want to do one maisa and another maisa comes up, it's also a lack of awareness. You don't realize there'll be another maisa. Could be, since you're aware this maisa will happen, even though you don't understand that it's mechubi, you don't understand the ramifications of this maisa, maybe that won't be called misasik l'das Rashi. But the yisayid of misasik is that the maisa happened without any awareness. There was no intention for the maisa to happen, not only that this wasn't the reason why you did it. It wasn't what you expected to happen. That's a chiluk misasik in Dav Hashem and Miskaven. That's why Dav Hashem and Miskaven, there's no pasuk, it's a machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Misasik, there's no machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Maybe it's a machlekes of Bazi and Reb Shua, the chayitz exeris the kasef of Ba. It's a different sugi abyssal. But we're stelling it two together, because the site of Dav Hashem and Miskaven is the Vibalt, that wasn't your intention, it's not your maisa. Here also, Vibalt, you weren't aware, it's not your maisa. That's one way to explain misasik. Another way to say is, no, it is your maisa, but the Torah wasn't mechayev you for that. Mechayev, lefir abikvegi, you have to say that. It is your maisa, but the Torah wasn't mechayev you when you weren't aware. The Fradif, he says, it is called an avei b'shegig, it's only a p'tur karban. But even if you want to say it's not called an avei b'shegig altogether, you still could say that the reason is, to be called an avei is only when you're aware of what you did. You weren't aware it was asr. Okay, you have to know the halacha. You don't know the halacha, so you're shaking. But you have to be aware of what you did. You weren't aware of what you did when you did it. Then it's b'chal not an aveir. Or you could say it is an aveir, it's just a p'tur karban. But these are two separate, this is the chakira. Does the yisayid of misasik mean that the mice is not miyuchas to you b'chal? Or the yisayid of misasik is that you're not responsible for the mice if you weren't aware of it. And l'chayah b'kvegah, that says it's only a p'tur karban, l'chayah has to hold it a second side. Now the Kovet Shurim, it's in Chaylik Beis, Simen Chav Gimel Sivkat Vav, and also the Asfan Der Isa, Beisif Engel, it's in Klal Chav Dalad. They shtel Zichav, what's this din of Shekain Nene? What does it mean? You have a Zeris Akasov, Ba Prat Lemisasik, you're not aware, you're not Chayiv. What's the scene that the Gemara says that Bechalav Menar Ayis, Shekain Nene Yechayiv? What does it mean? How could you go connected to Zeris Akasov? Where does the Gemara get this from? And they bring the Ranan Chulin, it's in the 7th parak, that shtels to the din of Mesasa Bechalom V'arayin Sadav Hashem L'Meskaven also. That Dav Hashem L'Meskaven, when we're dealing with Hanah, you don't say Dav Hashem L'Meskaven, because Mesasa Bechalom V'arayin Sadav Hashem L'Meskaven. So male, there's no tour of Dav Hashem L'Meskaven by Hanah. So Vexach L'Kasha, Abachanan, what's the Tzushtel? Mesasa is a Machlekes Reblezen Yibeshua, it's a din yulunah from Ba, it's a xeris akasa, bra pratla misasik. Dav Hashem L'Meskaven, it's a machlekes Yehudim Shimon, it's a svara. Mecha tesa to make the getter the same thing. And he explains the chilti misasik Dav Hashem, like we explained. Misasik means that you did it, you weren't aware of what you were doing. Dav Hashem L'Meskaven means that you were aware, it's just this is not what you intended to do. This is not the intention of the maisa. But he says avot. He says the Yisayna Dover is of Misasik is the same as Dover Shein HaMiskaven. In Echanami, you have to learn out from Xeris HaKosov and Dover Shein HaMiskaven, you have a Mechlekes and Svara, but the Yisayna is the same. That's not called Yom Maisa. It's like it happened by itself. That's the Yisayna. Dover Shein HaMiskaven is a Svara, Misasik is Xeris HaKosov, Dover Shein is a Mechlekes, Yom Shimon. But the Yisayna Dover is, the Lomnus is the same, it's not called Yom Maisa. So what's the pshat that's a kain nana? What's the pshat that's a kain nana? The Zogta B'chanan, and also the Asfan Der Aysa, the Yisayna Dover is that sometimes the Ikir is the Maisa, and sometimes the Ikir is the Mitzias. You have a mitzvah like Pidyon Shvuim, Prius Balchayiv, Ukadayma. So the Ikir is, it should be, the Maisa should be done. But you have something that the Yisayna is goof has to do the Maisa. And the same thing by a virus. You have a virus that the ikka of that virus is the maisa that's done, and you have a virus the ikka is the guf. It's came what the ksay says. The ksay explains, why don't you have shlichus by a lot of mitzvahs? Why can't I make a shliach to put on tefillin for me, to take lulav and esri for me, to sit in the sukkah for me, to eat matzah for me? Why can't I work out shliach? Zaktik says, let's say by tefillin. Tefillin is not a maisa to wear, not just the maisa of wearing tefillin. Tefillin have to be on my head. If I have a shliach that puts on tefillin, so it's as if I put on the tefillin. On his head. It's not on my head. Good, I did the maisa putting on tefillin. On his head. The tefillin has to be on my head. The matzah has to go through my throat. The lulav has to be in my hands. These are dvarim shebeguf. It's not the maisa. It's something which happens to the guf. So that's the yisayid. That's how they're learning the yisayid of masasa b'chalom v'arayish chayiv shekein nena. The issue of chaylev is that it went down my throat. What's the difference? It is my maisa. It's not my maisa. Okay, if I didn't know about it, it's a shagig. But you can't say it's not my maisa because it's masasik. I do a maisa chil shabbos and not a maisa ksira. The maisa ksira is not miyuchas to me. If I'm a sasik, I didn't realize it was a maisa ksira. Shkutei chutz. It's not shkutei chutz. If I didn't realize I'm doing a maisa shkutei chutz. The maisa can't be miyuchas to me. My shagig, the yisayid isn't the maisa b'chlal. The yisayid is the metzias. The maisa, my guf participated in the achilas and the chalav min narayis. It doesn't have to be considered a maisa. It's a metzias that happened to my guf. My guf was engaged in this aveira. That alone is an aveira. You can't have a p'tur misasik. It's not shaykh. They learn in these gedalim the p'tur misasik and the reason why it doesn't apply to chalav v'arayis. Like we said, Rabbi Kivega can't learn this way. Because if you learn this way, then you're saying that it's not your maisa, you're saying it's not an aveira b'shegig. And therefore, Rabbi Kivega can't learn shekeinena this way. And that really explains also, Rabbi Kivega brings down the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das asks the Shailam, Makar Chayim, the Nasivas, asks the Shailam, what's the pshat yoiver and chametz? If you don't know about it, why isn't there a p'tur misasik? And Rabbi Kivega says, according to me, it's very good, because misasik isn't aveira, it's just a p'tur carbon, it's not negated to chametz, anyway, there's no carbon. But he says, he's nidchak l'chalik ben aveira she'esh b'maisa lein b'maisa. According to the way Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Yosef Engel are learning, it's not a deichik b'chlal. Masasik is only negated to a maisa. Chametz is not a maisa. Chametz, you happen to have chametz. What's the difference? You do know about it, you don't know about it. And not shaykh masasik. That varies from having chametz. You have chametz. It's only a maisa. It's not called your maisa. It's like it's nasis me'aleim. Al-Darek is a kalayim. Kalayim also. It's not a pshat, it's a maisa. The kalayim happened to be on you, even if you didn't put them on. Someone else put them on you. They happen to be on you. I've added this up to Masasik. And Al-Darek is that what Reb Shleim Eiga brought from a Kayin in the base of Tumah, if you have to tell him, do you say it's Masasik if he doesn't know it's Tumah? It's nothing to do with the Maisa. His goof is attached to the Tumah. It's not a word of Maisa that you could say there's an Issam inside the Maisa, you could say there's a term Masasik B'chlal. Now, Kvegel Shadasa didn't learn that way. Now, even the way Rabbi Kivega learned that Masasik is a pshat, that you're not responsible if you don't know what the Maisa is. If you don't know the Metzias of the Aveir, you're not responsible. So you could say, Tutsdanim, you could say you're not responsible, meaning that's Bechal Man Aveir B'Shegi. You could say you're not responsible, it's a Ptur Karban. Rabbi Kivega's Mechadish, that the Yisrael is a Ptur Karban. It has nothing to do with the Maisa not being Milchis to you. So according to Rabbi Kivega, what's the Vart of Shekeinene? If the Maisa, you're not responsible and you don't know what the Aveir is, like you don't know that it's Mechub, you're not responsible, so who then if you don't know it's Chaylev, you also shouldn't be responsible. What's this word that if you Nene, it changes? Where did Chazal get it from? There's a cost of Ba, how do they understand it? So the Stapler points out, Taisus and Sajjan Daf Samach Bezim Bez asked the Kasha, what's the Psha? Why did Shmuel say that Masasik B'Sham is part of Smach Smach Shevis? Why didn't they say it's Pater Al-Zba? Just like Chalom V'Arayis would have been Pater without Shekeinen, Al-Zba, problem is Asik, why don't you say the same thing by Shamus? Why do you have to say Max Makshevis? Why didn't he Pater Al-Zba? So Taisa in the second Teret says the word the Max Makshevis is Kol Mur, that even when you Mechav on the Isser, but you didn't have the Mice, it wasn't the sky, Makshavte is a Ptur Max Makshevis, like we spoke. But Taisa in the first Teret says an interesting Teret. He says, you need Max Makshevis, and what if you Nene? What if you happen to be Nene when you're doing Melacha Shabbos? Let's say you're eating an apple which is mechubra to a tree. You don't realize it's mechubra to a tree. You're eating the apple straight off the tree. Nene. Well, you're carrying something in your mouth and you're swallowing it and that becomes the Hitzah. You're Nene. So Azai, you wouldn't have the Ptur Misasik. So merely you need the Ptur Melach Smach Shabbos, but Chai Gavna by Melacha Shabbos if you're Nene. Azai, Shteid and Taisus. Hazak the Stipla, according to this Teretz of Taisis, he can't say a Mechanan and ask from their Isis Vart. Because the Melechah Shabbos isn't the Hanah. The Melechah Shabbos is that they're doing a Maisa Chil Shabbos. And Vaisis, even though the Melechah isn't the Hanah, but if you're Nene, you don't have the term of Sasek. But how do we understand that? Hazak the Stipla, Vaisis, the Yisaitim of Sasek is that you're not Mechavan. Like we said, the kavan is different than ainim miskavan, where the pshat is you are aware of what you're doing, just your intention is not to do it. But by misasik, the vart is you're not aware of what you're doing, but the yisayit is you're missing kavana. And hana replaces kavana. When you have hana, that's not called missing kavana. It's not like Rabbi Chanan is saying misasik's not your mice, it is your mice. But in order to be chayiv, you need another element. You need also kavana. Your mice, it's your mice, you did it, it's your mice. You own it. But the pshat is, you're missing something else. There's two things. You need the tzur maisa, which it is. And you need kavana, which you don't have. So he says, without kavana, the pshat is, you're not mishtatif with the maisa. But the hanah gives the shtatfis hanefesh with the maisa, he says. So as long as it's hanah that you have in the maisa, that makes it, that gives you the hanah, that makes it that you're responsible for the maisa. As Rabbi Baruch Bey really says, it's also B'Shem Reb Chaim, it's in Birch Shmuel Simen Yud Beis. He had mentioned this thesis Derech Agav, and he says that Reb Chaim told him about this thesis, that even though, I mean, that Reb Chaim told him that by Chalom V'Arayis, thesis holds that Isser isn't the Hanah. The Isser is the Maisa. But Nene makes a Teres Miskaven. So who would the Mashab is? Nene will give you a Teres Miskaven. That's what thesis holds. That's where Rabbi Kveger was claiming. But Klaim, also maybe the Nene gives you a Teres Miskaven. Klaim being Nene. Maybe yeah, maybe not. He discusses it. The Stipler throws into this the Ran in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes. The Ran there says a Teretz on the Rambam. The Rambam says that Shofar, you need Kavana. And by Matzah, the Rambam passes the Mitzvah, ain't Shrichas Kavana. What's the Pshat? So the Ran says that Avad the Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. But matzah is different because you have shekein nena, just like misasik b'chalom v'arayis chayiv shekein nena. By matzah also you have shekein nena. Dachshuk v'ridvon Rosh Hashanah says the same thing. So the stipler is saying, you see this yisoid, that even by mitzvahs you need kavana, but shekein nena gives you kavana. It gives you a din kavana. Lamaisi, he says it's a little bit shver because you need more than kavana by mitzvahs. You need kavana for the maisa. You need kavana for the mitzvah. You know, by Shabbos, if someone knows what he's doing and plans on doing it, but has no kavana to be chil Shabbos, he has no kavana for the aveira. He doesn't want it to be an aveira. It's still an aveira. But by mitzvahs, if someone knows what he's doing and he has kavana to do it and he wants it to be done, he just doesn't want it to be a mitzvah. So that's mitzvah svichas kavana. See, it's not enough to have kavana for the maisa. You need kavana for the mitzvah. It's a little bit hard to understand why shekeinenu would give you kavana's mitzvah. But kapanim, you do see from there that misas b'chol v'ray shekeinenu is a pshat that gives you a din kavana, even when you need kavana l'mash like Mrs. Shrichas kavana. So who a din misasik, the yisaita misasik is because of a lack of kavana, so shekeinenu will replace that kavana. So just guys are over the whole shir bissel. Kveger's Yisayit is that Misasik is called an Aveir B'Shegis, just a Ptur Karbon. There are those that argue, the Arayis against it. But there's two Tzadim. You could also clarify Chakira if Misasik means the Maisa is not Miyuchas to you, or Misasik means that it is your Maisa, you're just not Chayiv without Kavana. Kveger has to hold it a second side. But even if you hold it a second side, you could say, Stam, it's not an Aveir without Kavana. But the Maisha's Milchus, you just happen to need Kavana. We said the word of Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Yosef Engel, what's the Pshan and Shekein Nene? That the Yisayit of Misasik is the Maisha's not Milchus to you, and by Chalom V'Rayis you don't need a Maisha. The Metzius of Chalom V'Rayis alone is the Avera. So Mel's not Negeya, whether it's your Maisha or not. And we said the Fiza also, that explains the Makar Chaim's Shekel by Chametz, that you don't say Misasik if you don't know those comments because nothing to do with the Maisa. And by Shatnez, you could say that's why there's no Misasik if you don't know what Shatnez, or no Misasik if you don't know that there's Tum in the house. All these things are not a Maisa. But that's only if you say that Misasik is a din, that it's not a Maisa. The din is in order to be Chayiv, you need Kavana. So it doesn't make a difference if it's a mice or not. So what's the pshat in Shekein Nana? The Nana gives you a din kavana, and the Raya Tosis in Sanhedrin Samach Beis and Beis says even the Gabi Shabbos Shekein Nana would make it ois masasik. You wouldn't have the Ptura Ba. You'd need the Ptura Malach Smach Sheves. So the Stipla, in the Baruch Ber, brings from Chaim Stam, that when you have a no, that gives you the din kavana. That's the aside of masasik. And now let's go right to, let's start the Mishnah a little bit. The Mishnah is Avos Malachas Arbam Chaser Achas, 39 Malachas of Shabbos. The Mer goes through the Halachas. I just want to ara Taisus on Oisus Shnei Batei Nirim. Taisus comments that on all the Malachas we don't mention anything about the Shir. Rashi says the Shir of Zerea and Chayrish Vechuli is Kegregoris, except for Chayrish, which is Kolshu. And the Shir of Malamein and Menapets and Seva and Tevis Kerechav Sit Kafel, and they have Shirim and all these things. But it doesn't say the Shir in the Mishnah. There are five places in the Mishnah it says the Shir. Ha'isa Shnei Batei Nirim, Ha'irik Shnei Chutim, Petzei Shnei Chutim, Teifa Shtei Tfires, and also Kram Naslitva Shtei Tfires, and Kaisa Shtei Isis, and Mechak Manaslitv Shtei Isis. These are the places where it says the Shir, they're all two. So Taisa says, Sarach Lefarish, why punct these things it says the Shir more than the rest of them? So there's a terrorist which Kamach Reinim say, Rav Marcha Benet in his Sefer Magen Aveis and the Minchas Chinuch on Eis Shnei Bat Nirim brings it down, and the Keren Ora was Mechavin to it, that we have a klal that Chatzi Shir is also min HaTorah. Now that's a shtigl shailav that applies to Melech HaShabbos. Lamaisa, Rashi on Daf Ayin Dalodam and Aleph, the Vemaskav Chimutel Lafis Pachas Mikashir, Rashi says clearly that Chatzi Shir also min HaTorah applies to Melechas as well. Also, the Goy Yisashvi, in the beginning of Hametzi Yayin, also says clearly that the din of Chatzi Shia Asim in the Torah applies to Melech HaShabbos. And the Mishnah Melech brings it down in Perek HaChas and Shabbos. Lamaisa, it's not 100% clear. There's a Chacham Tzvi in Simon Pei Vav that clears it bad, not sure, but it clears that maybe Chatzi Shia was only said by Yisur Echila, the Kiryas Sefer there in Perek HaChas from the Mabit, also says that Chatzi Shir is learned from Kol Chelev, and he learned out from Ba'aseisa, Ba'aseisa's Kulav, Lo'aseis Miksasa, that it's no din of Chatzi Shir. As I said, but Rishaynim, also the other Rishaynim, the Me'iri, on Dav Gimel says that there's a Issim in a Torah of Chatzi Shir, there's a Ben Yeruchim that says it, Kami Rishaynim say it, there's a Taitzis Chaim in Simon Ches that says it, there's Bamba V'Basha Dafnun Hei, says that the reason why you need a shear by Shabbos is because otherwise it wouldn't be Malachas Machsheves. Don't say stam that you need a shear, like everything needs a shear. A lot of times you need a shear. You need a shear for Kazayas to be Chayiv. But he says that by Malachas Shabbos, that's Malachas Machsheves. It says this guy is a little bothered if that's true. So the Chayiv less than a shear is not Malachas Machsheves. It should be like Makalkal or Malachas Shein Shecha Lagufa or whatever it is that, or like Masasik, that there shouldn't be an Issa Deraisa. But good, Lamaisa, like we said, but the Rishayim say there is a din Chatzi She'asim in HaTorah by Melech HaShabbos. So Zakhtar, Ermadcha Benet, Magen Aveis, and the others, the Mechaskinim brings it down, like we said in the Keren Ora, that this Mishnah is not saying a din Shir. Shir is later in the Masechta. This Mishnah is explaining the Melacha. If you do less than two Batei Nirim, you do one base Nir, or your Eirik one chut, or your Taifa one tfira, or your Kais of one ice, it's Bechal not the Malacha. It's a Chatzi Malacha. And in Mail, there'll be no din of Chatzi She'as Menater. It's not the Malacha, but less than a Shir. It's not the Malacha Bechal. I have to understand what that means. The Svas Emes, he says that he would understand that Svara, he says it himself, but he would understand the Svara, Lamashal, by Teifer, because if you do less than two stitches, so it doesn't last. Or by Eireg, because if you weave less than two stitches, so you didn't weave anything that's in Skyen. That's how we'd understand it. But by Kaisev, you wouldn't understand it so well. What's the difference if you write one ice? The Chari did write. You just don't have a shear. But these Achreinim are saying, that's the Lashon, Kimlul Chazal, that less than that is Bechlamat de Malacha. The Keren Ora is Ma'ir, that you have a Gemara later, a Mishnah later that says that Yikaisav Ois Achas Shachris Ois Achas Arvis is, if you have a Yediyah between them, so the Gemara talks about it. We had it earlier in the Fayin Aleph in the days that Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein Yediyah L'chatzi Shir by two Oisiyas. You see, the Gemara calls it Chatzi Shir. It's not mashma that it's not a malacha b'chlal. But the Taitzis Chaim, the in Perichas, he says, the Yishalmi says, Ein Yediyah L'chatzi Malacha. So that would be mashma that way. And he says, could be the Bavli, the pshat is that once you wrote two Oisiyas, so Oibazai, each Ois now is a chelik of a malacha. Without two Oisiyas, it's not a malacha. But when you wrote two Oisiyas, each Ois is a chelik of a malacha. You can't say that L'mafreya, it's not a chatzi malacha. It would be totally in the shayla of Yesh Yediyah L'chatzi Shir. That would explain how it's stim with that Gemara.